This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Clan lose by 2-1 against Manchester Storm. With me is the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, a frustrating night, is that the best way to put it?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a frustrating couple of weeks now, or a week anyways. Yeah, tonight, I mean, we just couldn't find a way past Kalemba. We outshot them by our count 35-8 in the last two periods and couldn't score for whatever reason. We just didn't have much luck around the net and couldn't get the rebounds, put a lot at them, and we had some good traffic. We just, all the way to the end there where we just kind of found a way not to score. It's frustrating. I feel bad for the guys. I mean, it's been... Like I said, it's been a tough week as far as injuries and whatnot's gone on here. It's been a tough battle, and you know, we worked so hard to put ourselves in such a good spot, and for this to happen, it's tough to take. It's tough to take for everyone.
I mean, was it the case of just Kalemba and goal being that good tonight, or were the guys just not getting that little bit of luck that they needed to finally force that puck over the line?
Yeah, we had bodies in the right position. We just, like I said, we just couldn't put it past them. I mean, it's a pretty even first period, and like I said, it was 35-8 for the shots. I mean, we had great ozone. We created great chances, and you know, I thought the guys, you know, I thought it was an even first period, and then I thought the guys battled hard in that second and third. We played with a lot of energy, and we had, you know, we used everybody. We had defense jumping up to play forward. We were double shifting guys. We were trying any kind of matchup, and by the end, we were just kind of putting out whoever could go, whoever could get us 30, 40 seconds. It's, you know, obviously, that's not our team. You know, we're missing five of our top nine guys. You know, no team can sustain that, and we don't have the depth to. You know, that maybe other teams can, to, you know, but I've never seen a group where five of your top guys are out in your top line. It's just tough to come back from. And Manchester play well. You know, they played well. That kind of game suits them a little bit, and they deserved to beat us last night. And tonight I thought we deserved to win, but it didn't happen.
And of course, a bit of controversy about Storm's second goal, a possible extra man on the ice. What was your view on that?
You know what, we felt it was too many men, but, you know, they come in swings here, and, you know, you're going to get the call some night, and some nights you're not, and we'll have to see it back on video, perhaps it wasn't, but we felt at the time it was.
Okay, but another challenging week ahead. Are you likely to have any of the guys back next week? Ben Davis will be back, obviously, from international duty. Can you update us on the other guys?
Yeah, it doesn't look great right now. You know, it definitely doesn't look great for where we're at. You know, we got some pretty long-term injuries here. And I'm not sure what the prognosis will be. We're hopeful, but it doesn't look good. I mean, there's more guys in that physio room than there is on the bench, it seems. And... you know, we desperately need them. Obviously, you know, our goal, and there's going to be some frustrations, and our fan base will you know, be frustrated. But at the end of the day here, we gotta make sure we don't give up, and we don't just, you know, swallow in self-pity here and play poor hockey. We gotta, you know, we don't want to use any excuses about injuries and that. We got to find a way here to get some wins and then scrape some wins, and especially within our conference here. But it's tough. It's tough right now, you know, we got our 38, 39-year-old Hartman double shifted out there, and it's, like you said, I can't fault the guys. It's frustrating when you lose, and it's too easy to point fingers and get down, and sometimes, for lack of a better word, sometimes it just happens. You know, sometimes it just, things fall on you and in life, and that's kind of how it feels now. That every time we turn a corner, something bad happens or something more happens, and it's too easy as a coach to allow the frustrations of losing kind of cloud your judgment of what your players are actually doing out there. And I thought our guys battled tonight, it's just disappointing. We worked so hard to get in here, and you know, and you listen to all the you hear the social media is awesome, you hear the choking and whatnot. But this is a team, obviously, that we compete way above for years, and we'll continue to compete way above where we stand pay grade wise in the top four. You know, I mean, you just look at this week, we played three games severely shorthanded while the top four rested, you know, because they would be shorthanded. And that's reality. That's reality. We're the Braid Clan. We can't just take weeks off. You know, we're not there yet as a business, as a franchise, you know, and it just happened that this is probably the worst week I've seen in my coaching career as far as injuries. To lose two players, and obviously you lose Maddie the way we did, and to lose Benny on top with Levitt, Pitt, Myers, you know, and it's tough. It took its toll in that dressing room. You take your captain out, and at any dressing room, it takes its toll, and you got to give Manchester a lot of credit. They took advantage of us. You know, they caught us at the right time, but we'll rebound. You know, this is going to sting, and this week hurts, but we'll rebound. We'll come back. We're not dead and out of the race yet, but we're definitely going to be coming back with a vengeance. And it's one thing we won't do is quit. And it's a tough time right now, Craig, because you work so hard to get yourself in a situation, and sometimes it's almost easier when you don't show up. You know where to point the finger. But right now, those guys battled. They battled tonight, and we just didn't get a bounce, and we just kind of run out of gas.
Thanks, Ryan.
Okay, thanks, buddy.